My name is Trevor Klopp. I currently live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I work in radio part-time at 92KQRS and full-time for Salem Media doing production work in Eagan. I attended St. Cloud State University. I majored in mass communications and emphasis in radio, and I minored in psychology, which I realized I couldn't do anything with, and so I sought something else and ended up wandering down to KVSC. I was here from 2011 to 2015 and held a bunch of different positions, training director, production director, and ended up being PD for a couple of years. KVSC, while I was working here, was great. It was just like this big family of people. People where you come in, you had no idea who they were, but within a couple months, they were your best friend. It was this great atmosphere of people that loved radio and loved playing with audio and had such a deep passion for music. When I remember, too, when I started at KVSC, we were still using Air Force, and we were scheduling spots manually with this paper log. So we had a three-ring binder with, you know, pages and pages and pages, and that was your daily log. And so at the end of the day, you just flip over back to page one, and we would schedule spots with sticky notes. So here's your sponsor, 3 o'clock Wednesday. You had to manually paste it in there. Eventually, we switched to the traffic system, so now everything's digital. It's all scheduled. It was a huge shift while I was here. One story that comes to mind from when I was at KVSC was Derek Ellert from our music department had a hug-off with Ben Perkel, and so they were battling each other out to see who could hug each other the longest. And I thought, this will be a funny 15-minute bit. You know, they're both pretty strong-willed, so this will last probably 15, 20 minutes. It lasted more like an hour and 15 minutes, and the only reason the hug-off ended is because Ben had to go to a business meeting. Otherwise, those guys probably would have hugged it out all here, you know, down at the station for hours. Another funny story I remember, again, with kooky Derek Ellert, is the time he ate a whole 5-gallon bucket. He ate a whole 5-gallon bucket of pudding in one sitting, just this big old tub of pudding, and they got really sick. And so that was fun. We used to prank call folks too. So the jock is on air, and we would prank call him from the production studio and just hide under the window and watch their reaction and just give them these weird scenarios, like we're some weird truck driver cruising down the road. And like, yeah, we love that last song. And, oh, okay, what song was that? Oh, the one with the bells that were like clangity-clang. And we would just mess around with the jock and wait till they broke or cracked up. And this one guy held face. I mean, did a great job, very professional phone call. We threw our best at him, hung up. And as we hang up, we hear through the monitor, oh, that guy was freaking weird. That was one of my favorite memories. One of the things I'm most proud of from KVSC is the opportunity that I got and the level of trust and responsibility that was put on me, especially in the program director position. I had to organize events. I didn't have event directing or planning experience. I had to coordinate schedules. I didn't have that experience. There's a lot of weight that was put on me, and it really molded me into the professional that I had to be, the person that I am today. And so I'm so thankful, partly for the university, giving me this opportunity and supporting KVSC, but definitely so fortunate and thankful for KVSC being here that I had the opportunity to hone my skills from the ground up, that they trusted me to take on this position and run this station with, you know, very little skill coming into it. And because I had that opportunity to not take the back seat, to not watch, to not be taught, but to hands-on do what needed to be done, it really prepared me for my career. Perhaps the most important person that I met here while I was at KVSC. I mean, there are a lot of great people that I met at KVSC, too many to mention here in, you know, a couple seconds, but probably the person that had the most influence on the direction of my career was Jim Gray. He provided me so many opportunities and so much direction, and in a very blunt way. If I messed up, Jim wouldn't pat me on the back and say, oh, that's okay, try this. He would say, way to F up. This is how it should be done. And his brutal honesty was good. I needed that. And when it came to issues that I had with speech and enunciation, he also gave me a lot of opportunity, too. Alongside Jesse Wheeler, we were the three main proponents and people that built Radio X, which was a great opportunity for me and helped me learn a commercial style of radio, how to build a station literally from the ground up. So I'm very thankful that Jim Gray and Joe McMullen, we had some great pro staff here, have great pro staff here at KVSC. There's a lot you can do in college. I mean, these are some great years. It's a great opportunity to learn important life lessons. But one of the greatest tidbits of knowledge I would pass on to a current student or someone that will go through college is give it your all. Don't take any opportunity for granted. Don't take any opportunity for granted. Go for it, because the experience and the knowledge that you get out of your time in college is a lot of based on a lot of what you put in. So it was so great to see the students around me and my coworkers and my friends put in a lot of time and a lot of passion in whatever their area of interest was and get a lot out of it and get great jobs and enjoy their time. And other people who got the same degree we did but don't have those skills or didn't enjoy their time at college. So I say, whatever it is that you're interested in, chase it, go for it, and put everything you've got into it. I'm not sure what the future of radio will bring. I think local content is the best way to do it. The best thing about radio is you get that one-to-one. You know, right now I'm talking to you. I have no idea who you are, but I'm talking directly to you right now. And that's the cool thing about radio. So when you can make it local and talk about the thing that just happened downtown 5 minutes ago, you've got the edge on all other media outlets. It's so personal and it's so cool and it's so in the moment. So the future of radio is definitely local, and it's also mobile. That's the only way that radio is going to survive, is having a very, very easy point of access. Everyone's so ADD, jump to this, jump to that. So if you've got a one-click way to listen to your station, that's the future of radio, that convenience and that local aspect. I think in conclusion, if I could add anything, it would be long live KVSC, long live community public radio, radio without commercials, radio without a one-sided voice, true public radio, radio with deep cuts, radio with voices from so many different ages and races and religions and preferences of music. I love KVSC. Here's to another 50 more. Happy birthday.